it's a really really interesting theme, is that some of these war terms, shock and awe and collateral damage and others, this cheapening of the language that happens when a war occurs is really offensive to the poets especially. So I think that Latifa's idea for this Poems for Peace was really that, a part of it anyway, was that poets really have a sacred connection to the language. And so when they see it cheapened with words like collateral damage, which means dead eight-year-olds on the street, I think that she was onto something, and it's interesting how this is a recurring theme. And you know, there's one other thing that goes through my mind, and I'll talk about it, because we mentioned on the poster talking about the postcard project. And I wrote a little piece about postcard poems as peace process. This is the seventh year that poets have gotten themselves on a list, and in the month of August, or just before the month of August, agree to write a poem every day in August to someone else on the list further down. So you start with your name, you see your name, you start writing poems, one a day, to the person below you on the list. And I really felt like Mina does, that war is not the absence, or that peace is not the absence of war, but there has to be an effort toward it. There's a story about Mother Teresa, and some anti-war activists came and wanted to have a meeting with her, and she said, "Come back when you're pro-peace activists." And that's a slight, you know, subtle difference. It might seem very slight or subtle or splitting hairs, but there's really something to that. Scott Peck said, "There can be no vulnerability without risk. There can be no community without vulnerability. There can be no peace and ultimately no life without community." So this effort to create a community throughout the world by writing postcard poems in August is something we started 7 years ago. And this year we had 302 people around the world, as far away as Pakistan and Germany and France and many Canadian provinces. And so I collected all mine just the other day in this little chapbook that I had done at FedEx, and so I'll pass this around. I also did a little word cloud. I took all the text and I put it into the Wordle.net program, and it takes and makes bigger the words that appear more often, so you can see that. I also did it in color, so you can see the actual postcards that went out, so I'll pass that along. And I also want to remind folks, do you have the poem right there? That's the collaborative poem that's going around. So if you came after we mentioned that, if you want to write one line about peace or something that relates to the line before, maybe something that you hear offhand tonight, please feel free to write that. You're not required to do that, but it'd be nice to have that as a document.